This program is underwritten by Bayou Vermilion District's Vermilionville, hosting their weekly Bal de Dimanche, held every Sunday from 1 to 4 p.m. Upcoming performances include Warren Storm with Willie T. and Cypress, and Leroy Thomas and the Zydeco Roadrunners. For more information on upcoming performances, special events, and guided tours, the website is vermilionville.org.
From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. President Obama is to speak this hour at the Justice Department about government surveillance programs. A senior administration official says Obama will say the government should not be in the business of holding Americans' bulk phone data. He'll ask Attorney General Eric Holder and the NSA to recommend who instead should be responsible for it. He's also expected to say the U.S. will not monitor the leaders of foreign governments that are U.S. allies. And Obama is to support a public advocate in the secret Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court. Some groups are applauding a move by the Justice Department to expand a ban on racial profiling in federal law enforcement investigations. NPR's Windsor Johnston reports.
New guidelines could bar federal agents from considering religion, national origin, gender, and sexual orientation in their investigations. Spokesman for the Council on American-Islamic Relations, Corey Saylor, says he welcomes the changes.
Law enforcement looks at somebody based on actual leads, not that person's affiliation with a particular ethnic or religious group. If the new guidance moves us in that direction, that's a great thing, and I'm very hopeful that that's the direction the Department of Justice is looking to take.
Civil rights groups have long complained that law enforcement agencies have singled out Muslims in counterterrorism investigations and Latinos in immigration investigations. Windsor Johnston, NPR News, Washington.
Lawmakers in New Jersey have issued more subpoenas in connection with the lane closures last fall at the George Washington Bridge. As NPR's Joel Rose reports, both Governor Chris Christie and the legislators who are investigating his administration have hired high-profile lawyers.
The state assembly committee that's investigating the lane closures issued subpoenas for 20 people. The committee did not release their names, but they're thought to include former Christie aide Bridget Kelly. She wrote the email that unleashed 4 days of massive traffic jams in Fort Lee, New Jersey, apparently as political payback. The committee has retained Reed Schar, the same lawyer who successfully prosecuted Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich. Governor Christie denies knowing about the lane closures scheme. Christie announced that he's hired Randy Mastro to lead his legal team. Mastro was an aide to former New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani. In a statement, Christie's office says Mastro will conduct an internal investigation and assist with, quote, other appropriate inquiries, unquote. Joel Rose, NPR News.
A Pennsylvania state judge has struck down the state's law requiring a picture ID in order to vote. Judge Bernard McGinley says the requirement is a burden on a citizen's right to vote. Critics of the law had sued, saying hundreds of thousands of Pennsylvania voters do not have the right kind of ID, and it discourages them from voting. Pennsylvania officials say there are plenty of chances to get an ID. The state is expected to appeal. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrials are up 48 points at 16,465. You're listening to NPR News from Washington. One of the last Japanese soldiers to surrender after World War II has died. NPR's Mark Memmott says Hiro Onoda fought on for 29 years before being convinced to give up in 1974.
I am very competitive, Onoda once said. He was also very determined. Though Japan surrendered in 1945, Onoda refused to believe the news. Instead, he continued to battle with villagers on the Philippine island of Luban. About 30 people were killed in clashes with Onoda and three other Japanese soldiers who were with him for some of those 29 years. It took an order from his former commander to convince Onoda to lay down his arms. The Philippines pardoned him for the killings because Onoda had thought the war was still on. Onoda received a hero's welcome in Japan, where he would go on to teach children about how to overcome difficulties. He died Thursday in Tokyo at the age of 91. Mark Memmott, NPR News.
The daughter of a man executed yesterday in Ohio plans to sue the state. Dennis McGuire was put to death with a new drug combination never before used in a lethal injection. Witnesses say McGuire's execution lasted much longer than usual, 25 minutes, and that he gasped for breath. The family says the execution violates the ban against cruel and unusual punishment. McGuire was put to death for the 1989 rape and murder of Joy Stewart. She was pregnant when she was killed. The government says the data breach against millions of customers at Target stores may not be the only incident. The Department of Homeland Security released a report saying malware was likely taken from another piece of software involved with a much larger hacking effort against many retailers. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR comes from RetailMeNot, a digital coupon marketplace for consumers to find online and in-store offers from national brands. Learn more at RetailMeNot.com.
It's 6 minutes after the hour of 10 a.m., and you are tuned into the Blues Box here on KRVS. We have blues for you till 1 this afternoon. Coming up at 1 o'clock, American Roots with Nick Spitzer, followed at 3 p.m. by the program Freetown Radio with Roger Cash. Right now, back to the year 2000 and music from B.B. King.
Thank you.
Elmore James on guitar and vocals with a number called I Was a Fool. James recorded from late 1951 up until about the time of his death of heart condition at the age of 45, that in 1963. One of the most influential of the post-war blues guitarists. Before we heard Elmore James, we heard B.B. King. In fact, some of B.B. King's early recordings reflect Elmore James's style of playing. We heard B.B. King, though, from the year 2000 and from a disc called Making Love Is Good For You. He did a tune entitled Ain't Nobody Like My Baby, one of his own compositions. Well, we didn't hear Elmore James doing his sort of slashing slide lick, which intros so many of his songs. In fact, the arrangement of the last tune almost sounded more like a guitar slim number from the 50s in one of Elmore's pieces, but it's interesting to hear him in a sort of a different style. Here's a good example, though, of that slashing slide lick that probably came from Robert Johnson originally, but Elmore James popularized it on guitar, electric guitar. We're going to listen to Jeff Healey, the late great Canadian guitarist, Jeff Healey, from the disc Cover to Cover. He's going to do a rendition of the old Big Joe Williams tune, Highway 49.
In the morning, take a highway 49. Said I'm gonna get up in the morning, take a highway 49. I've been looking for my baby, cause she's always on my mind. First I wanna stop at the whiskey store, I wanna buy me a jug of wine. Yeah, I'm gonna stop at the whiskey store. Gonna buy me a jug of wine. I'm gonna get out on that road. I won't call Highway 49. I just can't get her off my mind. If I can't find her anywhere, I'll just sit down and drink my wine. Well, I'm gonna get up in the morning, take a highway 49. Said I'm gonna get up in the morning, take a highway 49. Yeah, I keep trying to find my baby, cause she's always
Box is made possible in part by a gift from La Fonda of Lafayette since 1957.
My My baby don't have to work. He don't have to rob and steal. My baby don't have to work. He don't have to rob and steal. I gives him everything he wants. Tell you something. I want to tell you about my baby. I want to tell you about my baby. Every time he walks, I feel like a leaf shaking on a tree. Every time I see my baby walk, here's where he gets your steak, potatoes, and peas.
Tony Lynn Washington with a rendition of Driving Wheel, a tune that a lot of people credit to the pen and piano of Roosevelt Sykes. Before hearing Tony Lynn Washington, we heard the Jeff Healey Band from a disc called Cover to Cover doing Highway 49 and an old Big Joe Williams tune. Highway 49, of course, one of the blues highways that runs through Mississippi. The best known one, though, is, of course, Highway 61. 61, actually, there's the confluence of the two, Highway 49 and 61, in Clarksdale, Clarksdale, Mississippi, where some people say that's where Robert Johnson sold his soul to the devil, and I kind of doubt that myself, but I guess it's a good good tourist claim for the people of Clarksdale. Highway 61, the highway, the songs are very interesting. They take you all over the place. Highway 61, of course, the southern terminus is in New Orleans, and it goes up through Baton Rouge and up to Memphis, on up to actually the ending point now is Wyoming, Minnesota. It goes through St. Paul also. It used to go all the way to the Canadian border, but that changed at some point. But some of the blues songs have it taking taking you to New York City, to Chicago, which it doesn't, and of course it doesn't to Atlanta either, where what other versions has it taking you? We're going to listen to an interesting rendition of that tune, not a very common one as far as the lyrics are concerned, but I think they're erroneous in this case as far as the where the guy's going to go. Where he is, though, is not. He's in Angola when he recorded this one. A gentleman by the name of Guitar Welsh, recorded in the 1950s by Dr. Harry Oster, who was a professor at LSU at the time. Here's Guitar Welsh with, again, an interesting rendition of Highway 61, recorded at Angola State Penitentiary. Thank you.
have to go down that dark road by myself. I guess I'll have to go down that dark road by myself. Boys, if I don't get the girl I'm loving, I don't want nobody's help. I believe, Mama, I believe I'll make a change. I believe, oh baby, Mama, I believe I'll make a change. I'm gonna find me another companion, baby. Please find you another man.
Once again, Guitar Welch, recorded in Angola State Penitentiary, Louisiana State Penitentiary in Angola, I guess I should say, back in the 1950s by Dr. Harry Oster. Very interesting rendition of 61 Highway. Here is a more conventional rendition of that tune, done here in 1969 by Mississippi Fred McDowell. Still, though, he's got the northern terminus wrong. It's not New York City. Fred McDowell.
You know that 61 highway, the longest road I know. You know that 61 highway, the longest road I know. She run from New York City down the Gulf of Mexico. You know some folks say them greyhound buses don't run. You know some folks say, baby, them greyhound buses don't run. Time. Lord, let's go to West Memphis, baby. Look down Highway 61. Please, baby, honey, see somebody for me. Wanna see somebody for me? If you see my baby, tell her she's all right with me. Play. School one Monday morning, I throwed my books away. I started school one Monday morning, baby. I throwed my books away. Note to my teacher, I'ma try 61 today. If I have my die, baby, before you think my time have come. I haven't died, baby. Oh, you think my time has come? I want you to bury my body out on Highway 61. I'm gonna buy me a pony, can pay fox trot and run. I'm gonna buy me a pony, baby, can pay fox trot and run. So when you see me coming, baby, I'll be on Highway 61.
I was motivating back in town. I saw a Cadillac sign saying, well, no money down. So I eased on my brakes and I pulled in a drive. I gunned my motor twice and then I walked inside. The dealer came to me, I said, straighten your Ford and I'll put you in a car and eat up the road. Just tell me what you want and then sign that line and I'll have it brought down to you in an hour's time. Well, I'm gonna get me a car. Well, I'll move on down the road. Yeah, and I won't have to worry about that broken down ragged boat. Miss, I want a yellow convertible, a four-door DeVille with a Continental spare and wide chrome wheels. I want power steering and power brakes and a powerful motor jack with a jet off tank. I want air conditioning and automatic heat and a full rollaway bed in my back seat. A shortwave radio, a TV and a phone. You know I gotta talk to my baby when I'm riding alone. I'll get me a car, to move on down the road. Yeah, and I won't have to worry about that broken down wrecked boat. I want four carburetors and two straight exhausts. And I've been an aviation fuel man, no matter what the cost. I want a railroad air horn and a military spy and a 5-year guarantee on everything I got. A $10 deductible, a $20 note, and $30,000 building, man, you know. Well, that's all she wrote. Well, I've got me a car. Oh, to move on down the road. No money down. And I won't have to worry about that broken down. down, drag it forward.
John Hammond, that one goes way back. That was from John Hammond's first album that came out on Vanguard back in 1964. The album was called Big City Ways. That was John Hammond's rendition of the Chuck Berry tune, No Money Down, before we heard John Hammond. We heard Mississippi Fred McDowell from 1969 doing one of the many renditions of 61 Highway. Well, a little while ago here on KRVS, we heard Guitar Welsh recorded at Angola Penitentiary. We're going to move east, listen to a couple of songs about Parchment Farm, the notorious penal farm in Mississippi. First, from 1966, here's John Mayall's treatment of a tune called Parchment Farm.
Well, I'm sitting over here on Parchment Farm. I'm sitting over here on Parchment Farm. Over here on Parchment Farm, ain't never done no man no harm. But I'm putting that cotton in lymphosack. But I'm putting that cotton in lymphosack. But I'm putting that cotton in lymphosack. A 12-gauge shotgun at my back. Morning, just the dawn of day.
in the morning, this the dawn of day, this is the end of the Sunday's window, wake your darling. I'm down on old Parchment's phone, I sure wanna go back home. I'm down on the Parchment phone, but I don't wanna go back home. But I hope someday I will overcome.
Booker White, recorded in March of 1940, right after he got out of Parchment Farm prison. He'd done a 2-year stint there for shooting somebody. And it's interesting to note he had a hit record at the time that he went into the prison. And according to him, his time there wasn't all that bad. He was allowed to play music and entertain guards and his fellow convicts. According to a lot of historians, his situation, it's not reflective of what a lot of other people went through in that institution. Anyway, interesting recording by Booker White. Before we heard Booker White, we heard John Mayall from 66 doing a traditional song about Parchment Farm Prison, that from the album Blues Breakers with Eric Clapton. And we heard again a tune a little while ago recorded at Angola. We're going to turn now to the subject of the women's prison at St. Gabriel. Here's Marcia Ball here on KRVS from her disc Blue House.
They say I killed a man. They threatened my life. But I went to prison because I was his wife. And I had as long as I could. Oh, I went down to St. Gabriel for what I had to do. Oh, St. Gabriel, St. Gabriel. Thank you. it's a hopeless life, and it's a crying shame. It was me or him, and I took the blame. You can feel the river through the walls. It shakes the levee. It shakes us all. Now they say I was right, and I'm free to go. So I'm standing out here by the side of the road. All the sad songs about leaving. Not about coming home. Oh, I've been down in St. Gabriel with nowhere to go in St. Gabriel. St. Gabriel.
Again, Marcia Ball from her disc Blue House, the song St. Gabriel. Next year on KRVS, we're going to venture back to 1961 and music from the late, great Albert King on guitar and vocals. Here's a tune that took him to number 14 on the R&B charts back then.
Hey, baby, don't throw your love on me so strong. Yeah, you love it like a faucet. You can turn it off and on. You've been putting down. Hey, baby, I like what you've been putting down. Oh, but you can search the whole world over, and no love like yours can be found. We'll be right back.
from 1991. That was Taj Mahal doing the vocals, of course, also the guitar and blues harp. Dr. John on the piano on that particular tune, Every Wind in the River. Before we heard Taj Mahal, we heard Albert King. Albert King, again, from 1961 with a number that got him to number 14 slot on the R&B charts. Don't Throw Your Love on Me So Strong. You're listening to The Blues Box on Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS. We broadcast on air at 88.7 FM, Lafayette and Lake Charles. We also stream live audio on the web at krvs.org. A lot of good information there if you'd like to check it out. Playlists of locally produced programs like this one, listings of programs, a lot of good information. So if you're not familiar with the website, check it out. You can also support us online. Pledge your financial support for this station. We are member-supported public radio, and our listeners keep us on the air with annual contributions. Thanks to all of you out there who do so. We have blues for you till 1 this afternoon here on the Blues Box.